What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast, presented to you by SRP Studios, a digital content production agency. This is my platform to discuss my experiences as a podcast producer, and agency owner. Follow me on Facebook at SRP Studios and Instagram at SRP Studios LLC. Do you want to create impactful digital content? Do you want content that will increase your reach and exposure? Well, go to ShelbyRowProductions.com, schedule a free consultation, and we can make that happen for you. And we're sponsored in part with Patreon. Support this podcast by subscribing to the Tip Jar. So click that Patreon link for more information. It's $1 a month. If you can spare $12 a year, that would go a long way for me and this podcast and this business and everyone that's trying to learn how to podcast. It's a win-win for everybody. So what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm going to get a little more educational here, and we're going to talk about how to best find your target audience on Instagram and Facebook. Why is that important? Well, if you're a content generator, creator, publisher, and you're trying to either get clients through this or just in general get your message across to the right people, it's important that you know who you're talking to and where they are. Where are they feeding from? If you are creating content that's about, you know, automotive repair, but your content is hitting people that are interested in dogs, that's really not going to connect very well, is it? So there's ways to do this, and I'd like to cover a couple. So one of the best ways is to identify your audience and what interests them. Do some research, find the people you want to talk about or talk to, and figure out what interests them the most. What kind of problems are they experiencing? And then when you feel like you've hit a nice pocket of people that you feel falls in line with what you're trying to do, now you create the content specific for them. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I belong to a BNI chapter here in Hernando, Mississippi. And I'm new to BNI. If you're not familiar with BNI, it's a business network, something that starts with I. I don't know what the I stands for. But in essence, what it is you pay a annual dues or fee, and you belong to a chapter, and there's several people in there, sometimes a dozen people or so, that all are from different industries. And it's designed to network and gain trust and build relationships with the other members and members of other chapters, so then you can become referral partners. Once they get to know you, they understand what it is that you do, they're supposed to, they meaning your other members, are supposed to keep their eyes and ears open for people that they feel might be a good fit for you. So if one of my fellow members that's our realtor in our group hears someone talking about their content and, you know, they love creating the content, but they just get behind on editing. Well, he is supposed to be like, hey, I know this great editor. He's in my BNI group. Can I connect you to? That person says yes. And then that referral partner, that fellow BNI member, sets up a referral to me through the app. And then I know who to follow up with. It's like a very hot lead. And that's how it works. If I've referred a friend to our chiropractor, there's a chiropractor in our chamber and our chapter. And a buddy of mine was complaining about his back. I was like, man, I know a great chiropractor. He's in my BNI chapter. Is it okay if he reaches out to you? He said, yes. So I made the connection as we do on the app. And sure enough, one of my fellow chapter members got work because of my referral to him. So that's how BNI works. Well, as a way to kind of go pro bono I've done an episode on this. I have plenty of micro content out there talking about pro bono. I had this idea of giving one free piece of content to the chapter, which highlights and spotlights the members, the chapter, and BNI as a whole. The idea I had was, let's set up a camera and have each chamber member, not chamber member, sorry. I belong to a BNI chapter, and I am on the board of directors for the Main Street Chamber. That's why I'm confusing things. I decided to build a reel for them, reel slash TikTok slash YouTube short, where I would just set up a camera, fire it up, give everyone an opportunity to stand in front of the camera and give their 5 to 10 second pitch. Hi, my name is Derek. I'm from Shelby Row Productions, a digital podcast production agency. Something. You know, I can't remember what I said. Basically, name of business, tagline. One after another, and then took that footage to my editor and made a really cool reel. I want to say TikTok and short as well, but it came to like 90 seconds long, so it would not work for shorts, but that's not the point of this. I made a very specific piece of content for BNI. Once it was done, it came out great. It had awesome captionings. You know, I made my editor pull out all the bells and whistles, put really cool emojis on there. Every time a new member introduced him or herself, their business logo would swing in, and it just looked great. And it was free, and it cost me a few pennies for sure. But what it did was it allowed my BNI chapter to see what I do in person as I'm filming. Then they see the product, and then I was generous to them, and it, ultimately this is helping all of us individually and the chapter. It gave me something to add to the portfolio. But let's talk about the very specific reason why I did this. Because there are other chapters all around me. There's one more in my county, and then just go north to Shelby County, which is Memphis, Tennessee, and there's several. So here I am sitting on a piece of content that is specific to BNI chapters. And I was given the opportunity to go visit the other chapter in my county, and the executive secretary is a fellow board member of mine in the Chamber of Commerce. So she invited me in. Her name is Jody. I got my opportunity to give my little 60-second pitch to everybody. And what I wasn't expecting was her to then play the reel to her chapter, which is like 25 different businesses in there. And what they saw was something very specific to them. I could have played any reel as an example of what I do. Okay, here's a reel from this other film session, this other deal. But this gives you an idea of what it is I do. Okay, that's great. That's awesome. But instead what they saw was an example of what I do, but an asset that is specific for them. It was a room full of hard working, like go-getting businesses that want to build relationships and network and spotlight each other and spotlight their chapter. And I created a piece of content that could do that very thing for them. So I was in a room full of fish feeding in one area, and I gave them the best bait that fish could ever bite. It was so niche and specific and designed specifically for BNI, and that's how I was able to build that target audience. I built something for it, and it worked, and they're talking about buying one. So I think that's pretty cool. So that was exciting. I hope they buy in. I've given rates, and all the members have to agree because they all pay dues. You have your annual membership, but then you have your monthly dues. As that goes into a pot that helps pay, you know, rent for whatever room you may be using, obviously really cheap rent, or you can have resources to put on an event or have a coffee meeting for, you know, public members to come into especially unique events. That's what that money is for. And my friend Jody just went straight in front of everybody and was like, hey, if everyone's interested and everyone agrees, we can do this for our chapter. And that was just the coolest thing ever. But I guess the point of it is, though, it was very specific. If I would have played a reel that was for a different industry, different vibe, and Jody played it, and the message was, hey, Derek's really good with these. He has an idea of maybe how some way he can create a reel for us that would help support our chamber or our chapter, so on and so forth. That would have been less enticing. They wouldn't have seen it. They would just have an idea of what it is I do, but they couldn't get a visual of how it would work with BNI. What I delivered to them was so specific that they could literally see themselves in it. And that was powerful. And they hook, line, and sinker, right? Not quite yet. They haven't agreed and they have not been hired yet. But we'll see. I'll keep you updated. There's other ways you can use Facebook Ads Manager and hashtags. I'm not super familiar with hashtags, but I use them. I don't know if they work very much for me. But for example, let's say when I post this podcast on Facebook, I would want to use hashtag podcast. All right, well, what am I talking about? I'm talking about target audience, Instagram, Facebook, Reels, content. Well, hashtag content, hashtag podcast production, hashtag podcast content, hashtag Instagram, hashtag Facebook, hashtag Instagram Reels, hashtag Facebook Reels, and so on and so forth. That is a good way, because then what it does is people will follow a specific hashtag. So let's say I follow hashtag podcast. And now anytime someone hashtags that hashtag, it goes into the feed. That hashtag has its own feed. And if I follow it, it will, anything posted in that feed will then be on my feed. So I'll see a new post that was tagged with hashtag podcast. And now I'm seeing a new piece of content from someone else that's in the podcast space that I don't know, could be from on the other side of the world. But if I think, man, that content's really awesome, then I check out that person's page or profile. And then, oh, there's a lot of value here. Follow, and now I'm following a specific person. And that, in theory, is how audiences are supposed to be built. If I was to be devil's advocate on the hashtags, is if I put hashtag podcast on a post, it's being thrown in to a pot that has 1 million other posts that has that same hashtag. So I've thrown my post in an ocean of posts. And whether people have actually seen my posts in those hashtag feeds, I don't know. It doesn't seem like I'm getting new follows because of that. It doesn't seem like I'm getting more engagement or comments because of that. But here's the thing. Maybe it's because of the content. If I'm putting out general content that doesn't really connect with anyone that's going to that hashtag, then you're not going to get anything. So maybe my content needs to be better. I don't know. But those are some, you know, aspects to finding that target audience, but then what you can deliver to them and how do you really capture their attention and bring them in hopes that they become a customer, they become a client, they become a partnership, a collaboration, whatever it is that you're looking for. Just remember, find the people you want to talk to. Where do they feed from? Where are they going? And then build something that you know they need. And then do everything you can to put it in front of their face. There it is. I guarantee you, if you do that, you're going to make $1 million next year. All right, y'all. Again, follow me on Facebook at SRP Studios and Instagram at SRP Studios LLC. Don't forget to click that link tree in the description that will show you all of our locations. This podcast is on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, YouTube, Facebook. It's everywhere. Click that link tree. Plus, if you're interested in supporting this podcast through Patreon, click that link for more information. Join that tip jar. $1 a month would go a long way for me. That's all I got for y'all today. So please, if you are interested in starting a podcast, hit me up. Go to ShelbyRowProductions.com. Sign up for that free consultation, and we'll get things started for you. All right, y'all. Until next time, you have a great day.